When you enter a man's kingdom, you need to bow down and show respect. Even if your man doesn't require you to physically bow to him, in your heart you need to bow to him to remind yourself that without him, you will spoil because you have no head. Without him, you are prone to wickedness, according to Yah, and what saves us is a husband. We are saved in childbearing if we continue in faith, holiness, and charity with sobriety. Through your obedience to him, you're given the opportunity to make it to Yah's kingdom when he returns. Respect does not mean only to the man, this includes respect towards everyone in his kingdom, whether it be his birth family, children, other wives, concubines, ex-wives, associates, friends, colleagues, and the families of anyone he is connected with. The reason to respect them is because they are or were once a part of his kingdom. If you entered Yah's kingdom, would you walk in with your head high, thinking you are better than everyone else? Would you have haughtiness and make accusations about the people there? Those are actions of disrespect which stem from pride. This is the same pride that caused the fall of Satan. You are acting like Satan when you enter a man's kingdom with the intent to overthrow, change, or excel against the king or the people already in his kingdom. The Bible says, like a brute beast, we are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. In your Lord on earth's kingdom, you should be afraid to speak against those already there or once were there. It's your duty to revere everything about your Lord on earth's kingdom. This includes his home, the way you dress in his presence, the way he wants the children raised, the entertainment he allows, etc. etc., are all dependent upon him unless he asks you. Women today are so haughty, that when a man takes us into their kingdom, we come in with demands and pride as if we are the prize for simply being there. We also think we are the prize for being beautiful. If your beauty is all you have to offer, the moment you cause stress, your beauty starts to diminish in his eyes. In Proverbs 11:22, the father compares a woman without discretion to a gold ring on a pig's snout. The pig is still ugly even while decked lavishly. Discretion means the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. Women become ugly to a man when we cause offense, arguments, stress, and act disobediently. The more you cause contentions, the uglier you become, according to Yah. We are here to help men and bear their seed. Men are the rulers and we are their subjects. This is why we are continually told in the Word to be under subjection to our husbands. If allowed, when your master comes home, you should bow to him, rub his feet, make his plate, serve his food. Even when you are tired and have had a long day, it's your duty to serve him. In the marriage bed, you cater to pleasing him unless he's asked otherwise. Yes, it's not about you. It's all about him because to you, he is the embodiment of Yah. How would you treat the Most High if he came to your home tonight? I hope you would cater to his every need. Not only should we cater to our men, we should also learn about what he likes. Don't bore him with selfish dreams and ambitions unless he's asked you. When you become your Lord's property, old things pass away and all things become new. Yah says to forget your father's house so that the king will greatly desire your beauty. This means, you leave everything and everyone becomes second to your Lord on earth. It's your job to learn about your Lord, and you should be learning from the people already in his possession. Yah sent us prophets to learn his ways so they could write it in a book for our remembrance. If your king on earth has other wives or children, you should be willing to learn from them to know what your master likes. To not do this stems from pride. Pride comes before the fall. Without help from those in his kingdom, you will fall. Likewise, without the words the prophets wrote through the power of the Holy Spirit, we would fail at serving Yah because we wouldn't know what to do. To properly serve your king, you must study him like a book and learn from anyone who is already there and willing to teach you. If the people in your Lord's kingdom treat you disrespectfully, you still need to show them respect. To see why, let's look at how a dispute took place between two members of Yah's kingdom. One is an ex-member thrown out and the other is still living in the kingdom with Yah. Jude 1:9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Notice how even though Satan had been removed from the kingdom, the archangel Michael still didn't bring an accusation against him. This is due to his respect for Yah. When you enter a man's home and start to argue with the people there, you are showing disrespect. No matter how they are behaving, he is the one to deal with it, not you. The most you can say is let the Lord rebuke you, as the archangel Michael did with Satan. You don't know if someone already there has the power to have you removed because your master gave them that power. Abraham allowed Sarah the power to remove Hagar. He also gave her the authority to treat her how she wanted, and it said Sarah dealt harshly with her. The Most High told Hagar to return to Sarah and submit to her. If your pride right now is saying I could never do that. Remember, pride comes before the fall. The prideful woman walks away and leaves her Lord. The prideful woman ends up alone. If your Lord called you a dog which starts with a B in our society, would you leave in your pride? The Most High called the woman a dog, and she said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from their master's table. Are you willing to eat crumbs from your master's table if it means having favor with him? Yah blessed the woman he called a dog by healing her sick child because of her great faith. Humble yourself to have the ability to beg at your master's feet and take the crumbs if it requires that. If your pride says, I would never do that for anyone but Yah. Remember, Yah says to submit to our husbands as unto the Lord. So however we would treat Yahushua is how we should treat our masters on earth. We have to learn from the examples in the scriptures, and the examples aren't always pretty. Drop your pride, humble yourself and submit to everything and everyone in your master's kingdom. Be willing to eat the crumbs that fall from his table. Learn your master and show him reverence. Then you will have beauty and favor in his eyes and be of great value in the eyes of Yah.